It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, top three stories here. Ronna McDaniel secured her fourth term as the RNC chair. And I got a couple of thoughts about that here. But first, Memphis. Memphis is on edge. As the as basically the video of Tyree Nichols is expected to be released sometime tonight, and so and if it is going to be done, then we're gonna have to see what you know if that's gonna happen. You've got Memphis businesses boarding up their place, but not just Memphis. You also have other cities that are like, well, just because it's happened in Memphis doesn't mean we're not going to get riots and stuff here. So other cities are preparing for it, including Georgia has deployed 1,000 National Guard to Atlanta to prepare for potential, you know, potential things over there as well. So then let's see here. And then finally, top three stories, Paul Pelosi's attack, the body cam footage of that has been released as well. And so we've been talking about that off and on throughout the show here. Ronna McDaniel. So it's an unprecedented fourth term. You don't really get people carrying it, basically getting four terms as the chair of whatever, you know, whether it be DNC or RNC. Now she has, so she just won the fourth term. She was going against Harmeet Dillon. Over in, she's from California, and against Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow. And so after she won, first of all, before the vote happened, she said, coming together is the beginning. Staying together is progress, but working together is success. We have to come together after this meeting and focus on what we have ahead of us. In other words, so before that vote happened, she basically was saying, no matter what happens, let's come together after this. And you had people like Governor DeSantis saying, we need new blood in the RNC. I think we need change. You had President Trump coming out. And actually, I said earlier that he opposed her, but apparently he did not. President Trump actually has quietly supported Ronna McDaniel. And what I didn't realize until, I'd say about a few months ago, Ronna McDaniel is the niece of Mitt Romney, just to show like how politically like deep she's in with everything. So she's that was something right there. Now it doesn't mean that she lines with Mitt Romney's political views, because as I've stated, she was actually supported by Trump. So they have different opinions on different things, obviously, but still, I just didn't realize there was even that connection. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Senator Ted Cruz has introduced legislation that will impose term limits for Congress. So, look, I'm all for that. I mean, when I ran for U.S. Senate, however many years ago now, 6-7 years ago, my platform was term limits for Congress. That was my platform. It wasn't even so much about beating the incumbent I was going against. It was about term limits. We need to have term limits, because the person I was running against had been in office since 1975, a year before I was even born. And he'd been in office, and I'm like, enough's enough. Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a bill pertaining to term limits. It would have two terms for Senate, three terms if you're a member of the House of Representatives. Right after traffic on the fives, I want to bring up why this right here is probably the answer to our fiscal problems on the national level. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
Our slowdowns on Barrancas Avenue have cleared up. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 looking good throughout Pensacola, and even the bridge from Pensacola to Pace on Highway 90 is running smoothly now. We are still seeing some slow-moving traffic on 98. That is going to be in the westbound direction as you're getting closer to the Garcon Point intersection. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So Senator Ted Cruz from Texas has introduced legislation that would impose term limits on members of Congress. Now, look, this has been basically there's legislation like this that's introduced pretty much every Congress, but it doesn't even get a floor vote. Like there's not even enough interest to even put it up for a vote. So this probably won't either. However, of all times when we're right now discussing raising the debt ceiling, then to me, term limits should be highlighted as a potential answer to our fiscal problems in D.C. In fact, when I look at my own personal politics, I would say that probably the thing that dominates more than anything is that I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm like, we've got to rein in the spending. We got to spend wisely and definitely not run deficits. And definitely not keep increasing the debt. That's more than my social conservatism, more than my libertarian stop telling me what to do and let's not invade other countries. My main core is probably fiscal conservatism. And so when I look at that, I think term limits. Because we have a massive spending problem in D.C., right? Massive. I mean, we continue to run in deficits. We continue to spend $6 trillion a year, yet we only bring in $4 to $5 trillion. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why are we spending so much? And especially when you look at a lot of these programs, you go, well, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's dumb. And at the same time, Democrats go, well, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's dumb. Why do we keep spending and not reining in the spending? Why is there such a big push to spend no matter what the revenue is? It's because so many of these members of Congress are doing what they can so they can get reelected. And what they can do to get reelected is appease donors, particularly special interest groups who can get the money to them to help them get reelected. So as just citizens go, well, that's dumb. We shouldn't be spending money on that area. Yet the Congress people who are voting for that spending are going, yeah, but the people that are giving me a lot of money to get reelected want that program. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it anyway. That's the big problem. And so the way I look at it is term limits almost immediately resolves that problem, because now you no longer care so much about getting reelected. So since you don't care so much about getting reelected, you don't care so much about doing what special interests want you to do. And so when you look at the budget and you go, well, we can't spend that because we don't have the money for that. So we're going to have to, instead, we're going to have to pull back on this. We're going to have to pull back on that and have a balanced budget. And they go, well, yeah, if you do that, I'm not going to give you the money to get reelected. Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to get reelected anyway. I got term limits. To me, term limits are the answer that could help us get in place, get to the place where we can be fiscally responsible, amongst other things, by the way. Text, Senate and the House need term limits. After all, they did set the president to 2 terms. Yeah, absolutely. And actually, in the Articles of Confederation, it was in there. They wanted term limits. They actually had a lot of pushback about term limits to ratify the Constitution, and so they took them out at the last minute. Eventually, of course, they did implement them again for the president, but that was it. Senator Ted Cruz stated, term limits are critical to fixing what's wrong with Washington, D.C. The founding fathers envisioned a government of citizen legislators who would serve for a few years and return home. Not a government run by a small group of special interests and lifelong, permanent, entrenched politicians who prey upon the brokenness of Washington to govern in a manner that is totally unaccountable to the American people, end quote. Amen. That's exactly it. The government was meant to be citizen legislators, not career politicians. Because when you're a career politician, you start to compromise certain things in order to keep your status as a career politician. That's why whether they're Republican, like Chuck Grassley, or Democrat, like Nancy Pelosi, I don't care. You're in there for decades at a time. You've been there for too long. And I guarantee you've compromised some situation or some value or some principle in order to keep that position for decades and decades. And part of those positions that you've compromised is probably the government spending. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we got a top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Take in a brown bag lunch with the Pensacola Opera next Tuesday. The free show starts at noon and runs about 45 minutes at the Opera Center. PensacolaOpera.com for more information. Join in the Pensacola Chamber's Women in Business Coffee Get-Together, Friday morning at the Pensacola Chamber office. The Women in Business Council promotes women at all levels in the workplace. PensacolaChamber.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here shortly. We've got a jobs report for you. Give you an update what's going on with unemployment numbers. That's coming up here in about 5 minutes. Right now, it's time for Top Trending News.
Now it's time for your Top Trending News.
And I'm Joe Ford. The first part of the video showing the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols by Memphis police is now out. It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground with Nichols saying, "I didn't do anything." He then breaks free and runs down the street with officers in pursuit. A British teen being sentenced to more than 11 years in prison after creating extremist videos that influenced a mass shooter who killed 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo. Daniel Harris from Northern England posted video shared by the suspect who pleaded guilty to the Buffalo killings. Ford is recalling over 400,000 vehicles. Its SUVs from 2020 to 2023 may have faulty rear view cameras that have been linked to at least 17 accidents. And finally, Bobby, I think this was last week. Jenna Gracie and I talked about this, a promotion at the Bronx Zoo for Valentine's Day where you could name a cockroach after your significant other. Well, the Honolulu Zoo is offering people a unique way to get back at their ex. A Valentine's Day promotion is letting people name a bug after their ex. The zoo is offering the choice of a worm, cricket, or vegetable. The bug will then be fed to an animal. For a $5, $10, or $20 donation, participants will get a digital Love Bites card letting them know their choice of bug was fed to an animal. For a $100 donation, you can actually get a video recording of the feeding.
Oh, okay. Moneymaker, and I guarantee people are going to take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, I mean, Gracie, Jen, and I were discussing naming a cockroach after you.
That's fine, because then I could live forever.
Right. But with this now, I don't know. Would we rather get a cockroach named after Bobby, or would we rather have a bug named Bobby get eaten by an animal?
Or a worm.
Yeah. So
No.
A little torn
cockroach,
right now.
Because cockroaches live forever. They'll live through the nuclear apocalypse.
That's true.
So that's an honor.
They don't live through me every time I find one, though. I'll tell you that right now.
But could you?
They might wander away or something. So,
could you imagine being like over your ex, and then you get a video like this was named after you because you broke so and so's heart? And
yeah, that's pretty bad.
God, that's so bad and gross.
Yeah, that's Yeah, sad and gross. Exactly. All right, Gracie, what do you got going on with traffic?
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, got your jobs report for you, latest on your unemployment update on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, it's all.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. It's a free program for families and individuals making $60,000 or less a year. All you got to do is call 211 to schedule your appointment today. And where they have appointments at is going to be at Pensacola State College main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and the Goodwill location on Olive Road. So call 211 today to schedule your appointment for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program from United Way of West Florida. Now, unemployment numbers. Last week, nationwide, unemployment new filings dropped 63,000 compared to the week before. Now, the week before, it was a little bit of a spike up because of the temporary unemployment that had just ended. So now it's getting back down a little bit normal. Here in the state of Florida, we had about 1,800 fewer new filings for unemployment compared to a week ago. And when it comes to continued unemployment, we had 34,000 fewer people who are on continued unemployment, meaning 34,000 people ended up finding a job last week compared to the previous week. So that's really good. And then in Florida, it was about 5,600 individuals. When it comes to the economy, we were talking about political things and earlier about how term limits could help a lot of that. Well, here's another example. Okay. Right now, there's a lot of discussion about energy prices. Who to blame for the high gas prices? Is it Russia? Is it Biden's policies? Or is it big oil and their greed? Well, it's a little bit of each. Term limits would help people separate a little bit from their being beholden to special interests to protect whatever it might be, whether it be protect the president, protect foreign policy, or even to protect big oil. We know that Russia's attack of Ukraine definitely caused oil prices to go up. But we also know that Biden's policies caused oil prices to go up. And now we have Chevron announcing today that they doubled their profits last year. Doubled their profits. Oh. So big oil made out like bank last year while you and I were struggling putting gas in our tanks. Okay. A little bit of each. Term limits, once again, I firmly believe would help eliminate some of this stuff where instead of doing things for political reasons or to get reelected, you'll do things or say things that are just right.
Do you call me? The number is waiting by.
informative, local, dependable. Let me get to the top three stories, and then we'll get to your sports hit. So the top three stories, Rona McDaniel has been reelected as the Republican National Committee Chairman for the fourth time, an unprecedented fourth term. Then Paul Pelosi's attack body cam footage has been released. And one of the big surprises there is that he and Paul Pelosi and the attacker, Paul DePap, were calmly talking to the police right there at the door. Paul Pelosi was the one that had the hammer, and the officers kept telling him to put it down. And eventually DePap grabbed the hammer from him, and that's when he attacked him. Just like, boom, just flipped a switch. And so kind of a bizarre thing right there. And then top story going on now, Memphis police have released the Tyree Nichols body cam video. So I just watched, it's four different videos. I watched them. So let me give you an update what's going on here and why this is going to be so controversial and why they were concerned that there would be riots happening because of this video being released. One, we know that the five police officers involved have all been fired now for misconduct, and they're all looking at charges of murder. So I think what it all stems from is when you watch the video, there's nothing to me that is too graphic necessarily. We had the situation where the man here in Florida, in Pensacola, who was shot and killed by police. It wasn't like that, where you see something like this. Instead, I think it's when you take everything into context. Why did they pull him over in the first place? They pulled him over for suspected reckless driving. Then the report that came out to the media, to us, to everybody, was a confrontation occurred between the officers and the driver, who eventually fled on foot. Okay, so why was he pulled over for reckless driving? And then we were told a confrontation occurred. Okay, when you watch the video, that's not what happened. Maybe he was being pulled over for reckless driving, sure. But when you pull somebody over for reckless driving, that usually means they're speeding or they're driving errantly or they ran a stop sign or something like this. This guy's at a traffic light. And the cops run up to him and start screaming and yelling, guns drawn, yelling for him to get out of the vehicle. Before he can even hardly do anything, this officer grabs him and starts yanking him out of the video, out of the vehicle. And he's like, I haven't done anything wrong. Next thing you know, they're yelling for him to put your hands down behind your back. And they're trying to slam him to the ground and try to take him to the ground. And he's like, I'm on the ground. And they're still screaming and yelling at him, as if this guy's a murderer, like as if they've been tracking this guy down for months and they finally captured him and he's some sort of wild danger to society. That's the way they're treating him. And yet he was at a traffic light stopped. And then it just goes on to like where I mean, he's trying to talk to him going, and he's like calm. He's like talking to him like, you guys are overreacting. And then they're like, put your hands behind your back before I break them. And it's like, what? This is way overreaction. It was extreme overreaction. So at some point, yes, Tyree starts to resist arrest, for lack of a better word. But good grief. Because full disclosure, I actually fast forwarded through it. I watched part of the video initially, and the part I saw was after the beginning part. And I was like, well, man, you can't resist arrest. You resist arrest like that, to that level, you're just going to anger the police officers more. And so I was like, I could see why the officers overreacted. Doesn't justify it, but they overreacted because he was resisting arrest so much. But then I went back to the beginning and I watched it from the beginning and I went, oh my gosh. I mean, I had to take a moment. It's overwhelming. Like, this guy is trying to be calm. He's trying to listen to officers. He's trying to talk to them. And they are just manhandling him, screaming and yelling at him, guns drawn. It took 5 seconds before one of them tasered him. I mean, he barely was doing anything, and they tasered him over a reckless driving charge? And then next thing you know, he's still not obeying us. Maced him. And then maced him again. And then at some point, this guy, I feel like the reason why he ran, the reason why he started resisting arrest is because he felt my life's in danger here. There's none of these five officers here are to protect me and to, peacefully listen to what I have to say. And so I think the reason why he eventually fled on foot was because of he felt endangered. And of course, when he fled, when they finally captured him, they kicked him and they did all this other stuff. These guys were out of control. These officers were. And I have a lot of friends and I have family who are police officers. And this is the kind of video that when they see, I guarantee talking to them, they're going to be like, these guys are the ones that make the rest of us look bad. It stinks, but it does. And so I could see why they're concerned about riots in the street, because this Tyree, he resisted arrest eventually, but initially he was actually fairly compliant, especially considering he's just stopped at a red light and they just yank him out of his vehicle. It's like, what? And he's like, what did I do? I haven't done anything wrong. And I'm like, you're completely clueless and lost at what's going on. And they're complete overreaction. And then they're very much attitudes of respect my authority. I'm the authority. You do as I say, when I say, how I say it. Oh man, it's a lot. It's a lot to bear. All right, let's get traffic on the fives and we'll get your sports hit.
We do have an accident at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Underwood. We're seeing slowdowns in every direction leading up to this intersection, so just keep that in mind. FHP is reporting a roadblock as well as injuries on the scene, so just keep that in mind and use a lot of caution there. That's the intersection right near Pensacola State College near the Zips car wash, so on 9th Avenue. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-226-2611. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's light it up. Let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. First of all, Sunday will be the NFL title games. So the NFC title game will be at 2 o'clock on Fox. The 49ers taking on the Eagles at home for the Eagles. Kansas City Chiefs will be at home against the Bengals on CBS at 5:30. NBA is underway right now. The Bucks are taking on the Pacers, 63-43. Memphis Grizzlies are getting beat by the Timberwolves right now, 18-10. That game's on NBA TV. The late game on NBA TV will be the Toronto Raptors against the Golden State Warriors. NCAA men's basketball, Davidson is beating St. Louis University, 38-34. That game's on ESPN2. At 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, Air Force Academy takes on the number 25, New Mexico. NHL hockey underway right now. Tie game between San Jose Sharks and Carolina at 1 apiece. LA is beating the Florida Panthers 2-0. Detroit and Islanders is scoreless at the end of the first period. That game's on ESPN. The Rangers are beating Las Vegas 2-1. Tie game between Ottawa and Toronto at 1 apiece. Then in sports news, the head coach for the Chiefs, Andy Reid, confirms that Patrick Mahomes will start against the Bengals. Tua Tagovailoa of the Dolphins is still in concussion protocol and is going to miss the Pro Bowl. The Rams have hired Mike LaFleur, recently fired offensive coordinator from the Jets. They've hired him to be their offensive coordinator for the Rams. Mavericks star Luka Doncic reportedly is day-to-day with a mild ankle sprain, and four Michigan State players that were involved in the Michigan tunnel brawl are set to have their charges dismissed. Interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get into today's sign of the apocalypse, Carrie Lake, she was the Republican who was running for governor of Arizona. She lost the race, but she has been contesting the election results, particularly as it pertains to the election voting. And basically, she's saying that there was some fraud going on and things like that. The latest update that's just come out this week alone is pretty significant. In fact, Carrie Lake at one point said, I think all election deniers out there deserve an apology. Why is she saying this? Because the state Senate there in Arizona took 400,000 ballots and they reviewed them. Out of those 400,000, 10% of them, 40,000 ballots were illegally counted. 40,000, 10%. That's pretty significant. Then on November 8th, when 75% of the votes were for Kari Lake, 250,000 voting attempts failed, according to the system log files. What? That's right. Ballots were rejected nearly 250,000 times. And that was for the votes that were going to Kari Lake. Then you have tabulators are not to exceed an error rate of 1 in 500 ballots. 1 in 500. But on election day, Maricopa County used 476 tabulators. Not one of them met the standard. In fact, they averaged 235 times the standard, which is what caused a 250,000 ballots to be rejected. There's more and more bombshells coming out almost every day as it pertains to the election over in Arizona, which, by the way, they audited their election after the 2020 election and came across multiple problems as well. So, Arizona having a whole lot of problems with their election results. And Kari Lake she even said she's going to die on this sword. She's going to stand up. She's going to die on this hill. She says she will restore honest elections in America if it's the last thing I do. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. Lab-grown meat. We've talked about it before, but now it's getting closer to a reality. U.S. Food and Drug Administration said in November that a cultivated meat product, in other words, a product made in the lab, like a chicken breast grown in California's Upside Foods, was safe for human consumption. Upside Foods is now hoping to bring its product to restaurants as soon as this year and to grocery stores by 2028. They are just waiting for the final inspection to be able to get this done. So they're in their final moves here to get lab-grown meat to be in a restaurant near you. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and it's our weekend movie preview. That's next. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Congratulations to Sultan A. Nayadi. He's the United Arab Emirates astronaut. He's going to be the first Muslim astronaut in space. He's going to be spending 6 months on the space station. And he said he will not be required to fast during Ramadan during his upcoming space mission in order to be able to fulfill it the best as possible. So, he says, I'm in the definition of a traveler. Travelers can actually break fast. It's not compulsory. So congratulations to him being the first Muslim in space, 41 years old. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We are still seeing slow-moving traffic at 9th Avenue at Underwood. This is due to an accident that happened a little while ago. Expect some slowdowns in both directions on North 9th Avenue. Other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Joe. What do we got going on in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, Memphis police have started to release a series of videos showing the arrest of Tyree Nichols that led to five Memphis police officers being charged in his death. The first part of the video shows cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground, with Nichols saying, "I didn't do anything," before breaking free and running down the street with officers in pursuit. At least seven people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshipers who gathered for Friday night prayers. And notebooks President Biden wrote in during his time as vice president are among the items that were seized by the FBI during a search of his Delaware home last week. A source familiar with the investigation tells NBC the writings in the notebooks were related to such things like diplomatic engagements and potentially could have references to classified info.
Doesn't he write love notes to his wife in those notebooks? I read something a while ago. He writes love notes to his wife all the time.
Huh. Well, good for him.
They're looking for classified documents, and they're just going to get these little love letters.
Which, I mean, depending on the nature of the notes, could be construed as classified information, I would think.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. It's Friday. Let's talk movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend
movie.
There's a couple of horror flicks in the theater. One is called Fear. A weekend vacation turns sinister when a group of friends must confront their worst enemies one by one. But the other one's called Infinity Pool. And only thing I want to bring up about Infinity Pool is this was screened in Sundance last week. And even though it's rated R, people are saying that some of the scenes in there should be NC-17 or rated X. They're so graphic and offensive and just... everything. They should be NC-17. Like, okie dokie. There's a Netflix movie this week called You People. It's rated R, stars Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill. A new couple and their families reckon with modern love. Okay. Then Shotgun Wedding is available on Amazon Prime, and it's in some theaters as well. Now, this is the new Jennifer Lopez movie with Josh Duhamel. And it's rated R as well because of bad language, and it has a couple of surprisingly violent scenes, but they're meant for comedic effect, but they're still pretty violent. Like, whoa, I can't believe that just happened. And so this is about a couple who has a remote wedding in the Philippines on a Filipino island, and it gets raided by pirates. So this bride and groom have to try to rescue their guests. It's a very funny movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I could probably watch it again. It's a funny one. It's a little bit different role for Jennifer Lopez. It's still a rom-com, but it's a little bit different of a rom-com. And I liked it. In fact, it was kind of like Josh Duhamel is kind of the weak one in the couple, and she's the strong one. But it was good. It was a nice one. On DVD or digital download is a movie that came out this week called Violent Night. And I admit I watched it. I had to watch it this week. I wanted to see what it was about. I couldn't shut it off. It's like a guy Christmas movie. It still has a Christmas message, but it's basically Santa Claus comes across a house that's being robbed, and the people are being kidnapped while he's delivering presents. So he tries to rescue them and stuff. And turns out Santa Claus used to be like a Viking warrior before he became Santa Claus, and so he puts his skills to the test. And it's funny. It's got a lot of action in it, but it still has a Christmas movie. It's still a Christmas message. So Violent Night, it was actually surprised me. It's more of a guy movie, but it's still pretty good. Zoe Saldana is the very first actor to have four movies make over $2 billion. Avatar, The Way of Water, Avengers Infinity War, and Avengers Endgame. She's the very first actor ever to have four movies make $2 billion. That's amazing. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.